John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
More tussin.
Oh, more tussin.
Hey, 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 hey. You all right, Ridge?
Well, let's see.
The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
Oh, all right. Boy. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Here we go. Based on something that was in the Chicago Tribune a couple of days ago.
I love this. I really do.
Yeah. We're doing a bracket of the best Saturday Night Live cast members of all time. Rob Spiewak, the man with the brain, has got a bracket of 32. Mm-hmm. Fellas, get out a piece of paper and get ready to write down your choices.
I'm curious and ready.
Ready. Everybody ready? We're going to try to get through the bottom 32 on today's show.
The worst cast members.
Tomorrow, it's the all-caller leap year show. So this may be continued on Monday, but let's try to bang through the worst of all time.
Bang them. I already wrote my first one down.
These are the bottom 32 cast members of all time.
I agree.
All right. I don't know. I'll throw that one away, though.
Mike O'Mara's a shock jock. You're a shock jock with your Sharpie. All right, round number one.
Yes. Round number one.
Here we go.
We should say that like we're on a schooner ship, you know? Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
And in the first round, it's Randy Quaid versus Gary Kroger.
Who the hell is Gary Kroger?
Exactly.
Okay. All right, well then.
Bottom 32.
Second one. Rachel Dratch versus.
We write down the worst of the two, right?
We're looking for
the worst. Right. Rachel Dratch versus Seth Meyers. Okay.
All right.
Third bracket. Robert Downey Jr. versus A. Whitney Brown.
Ooh.
Who is A. Whitney Brown?
Stuff on the news.
Very bland-looking guy, thin.
Terry Sweeney versus Robin Duke. Again, who's Robin Duke?
I'm throwing a dartboard at that one.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, well, I know that Terry Sweeney sucks. Here's a hard one among the worst.
We vote for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Gross or Brian Doyle Murray?
Oh.
Okay. Each annoying in their own way.
Sure.
Yeah, but easy for me.
Okay.
Me too. We'll see. Here's one. This is a simple one. Hey, Rob, how could you put Chris Elliott in the bottom 32? He's a funny dude.
Yeah, but what did he do on Saturday Night Live that was worthwhile?
Right.
All right, well, it's Chris Elliott versus Jimmy Fallon. Easy one for me.
Yeah.
Try not to be influenced by that movie, Mike. That Red Sox movie you like so bad.
Okay, I won't be.
All right, here's one for you. Lorraine Newman or Jay Moore?
Oh.
Okay. Easy. Who's worse?
That's easy.
Here's the next one for you. Hope you're playing along at home in your cars.
Yes.
Charles Rocket or Brad Hall? The late Charles Rocket.
Right.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Moving on. Jim Belushi or somebody named Denitra Vance. Never heard of her.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Then you have Jim Brewer.
Brewer.
Jim Brewer. Or,
Brewer.
Or Anthony Michael Hall.
Okay.
Next round. Oh, shame on you, Rob. Shame on you. Garofalo's on this list.
Well, again.
Horatio Sands or Janine Garofalo. Who's the lesser, the one you like the least? Also on this list, she's quite funny, doesn't belong, but, Rob's put it together.
Sure.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, mm-hmm. or Gilbert Gottfried. And some could offer that could argue that Gilbert Gottfried belongs on the other list.
Yeah, but
I know.
Stand by this.
I'm going with you. Yeah. It's your objective list. I'm going with it. No problems, Robbie. Okay, how about this one? This is a hard one.
Right.
Tim Kazurinsky,
mm-hmm.
or that tool Rich Hall. Remember Rich Hall had books for a while?
He had Sniglets.
That's it.
Okay, I got my answer.
All right.
Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Joan Cusack or Garrett Morris?
Oh, that's tough.
That is a tough one. But
I got up. You know,
again,
sure.
I would think Garrett Morris would be in the top 32 just because he was on the great teams.
Original, yeah.
You never know. A couple more to go here. Denny Dillon, who I've never heard of, or Sherry O'Terry? Okay.
Oh, yeah, the Jesus. Sausage fingers.
And then finally, Tony Rosato,
mm-hmm.
or Kevin Nealon.
This is fun. I like this.
Here now is how we go down from 32 to 16. We'll take a vote to find out with each guy or girl. Rob, ready to keep track of this?
Yeah.
All right. Randy Quaid or Gary Kroger? I voted for Randy Quaid. Mike.
Quaid.
Buzz.
I said Kroger is worst.
Quaid.
And that means we have a winner. Randy Quaid moves to the next round.
Right.
As being the worst ever. In the next one, Rachel Dratch or Seth Meyers? I went with Seth Meyers.
I also went with Seth Meyers.
I went with Dratch.
I went with Dratch.
We have a tiebreaker. God and I voted for Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers goes through.
There you have it.
Tie goes to us. Robert Downey Jr. and A. Whitney Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I went with A. Whitney Brown.
I hated A. Whitney Brown. I voted for him.
I went with Brown as well.
I went with Downey.
All right, A. Whitney Brown gets through.
Brown's the man.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Sweeney versus Robin Duke. I voted for Terry Sweeney.
I had no idea. I threw the chalk, the dartboard there. It was Terry Sweeney just because I didn't know either one of them.
I threw the dart also, but I chose Duke as worst.
I hit Duke.
Well, then it's up to you and me, Mike.
I think since we don't really care, you want to let Duke through?
Sure.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mary Gross or Brian Doyle Murray? I voted for Mary Gross.
Mary Gross based on Brian Doyle Murray's lineage.
Mary Gross.
I had Murray, but it doesn't matter.
Gross goes through.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Elliott or Jimmy Fallon? I went with Jimmy Fallon 1,000 times.
Lock Chris Elliott.
It broke my heart, but I voted Chris Elliott as worse.
That means it's a tie. I feel strongly about Chris Elliott. Can I have Chris Elliott and you can have one later?
Yeah, because even with the fever pitch, I could give a rat's ass about Jimmy Fallon.
Out of all of them on this list, Jimmy Fallon. He's one that I really hate.
If he hadn't made the Red Sox movie, I would have voted for Jimmy Fallon.
All right, well, then I owe you one on a tiebreaker.
No problem.
Okay? All right. Chris Elliott versus Jimmy Fallon did that. Lorraine Newman versus Jay Moore. I went with Jay Moore.
Jay Moore.
All right, he's out.
Unanimous.
The late Charles Rocket against Brad Hall. I said Brad Hall is worse.
I didn't know who Charles Rocket was, so I put him down.
I said Brad Hall.
All right.
We got a winner.
Like that.
Next one, Jim Belushi or Denitra Vance. I went with Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
I said Vance.
Belushi.
Belushi it is.
He may be a winner.
Yeah, he might go all the way.
Jim Brewer or Anthony Michael Hall? I went with the Anthony Michael Hall.
No question, Anthony Michael Hall.
For fun, I went with Brewer.
Yeah, I hate Jim Brewer. I wrote Brewer.
Well, then we win, Mike.
Yes, Anthony Michael Hall.
On that.
Right.
Horatio Sands or Janine Garofalo? I went with Sands.
Mm-hmm.
I like fat guys, so I went with Janine Garofalo.
I said Sands.
Well, she's a fat guy.
I like Garofalo.
So we tied? It's your turn to break it.
Put Janine Garofalo on there.
She advances as worse.
All yes. Right. Let me see. Julie Louis-Dreyfus or Gilbert Gottfried? I put Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus for me.
I said Gottfried.
I said
Dreyfus
goes through.
Tim Kazurinsky or Rich Hall? I went with Kazurinsky.
I went with Rich Hall.
I said Kazurinsky.
Kazurinsky, you guys are fags.
Yes, we are.
Joan Cusack or Garrett Morris? I went with Joan Cusack.
As much as I love Joan Cusack, I put her on the list also.
Same here.
Yeah, ditto.
All right, she's through.
Unanimous again.
Denny Dillon or Sherry O'Terry? I went with Sherry O'Terry.
Denny Dillon, no question.
I said Dillon.
Dillon all
All right, Dylan Carey's. And the final one, Tony Rosato or Kevin Nealon. I went with Kevin Nealon, also a favorite to win this.
I said Rosato for fun.
I said Nealon, and he's a hotbed.
Nealon gets through to the bottom.
Okay, so now we are down to 16. The Sweet 16.
Very exciting.
We're actually going to have a winner on this thing.
Yeah,
this is pretty
it's
good.
Cool.
All right, get ready for round number two.
I'm ready.
Oh, we've got some good matchups in this round, Mike. We've got some movie stars.
Good.
We've got some formerly funny people. And in our very first round, we have, please vote accordingly now, it's Randy Quaid versus Seth Meyers. Place your votes, please.
Who's worse?
Oh, man, that's so tough.
Do you need more time?
No, I'm fine.
The next one is... Hold on, how'd you do this, Robbie? Just a second. It's A. Whitney Brown versus Robin Duke.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fair matchup.
Is that right? Did I get that one right?
Yep, I'm in.
Okay. Then you have Mary Gross versus Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Me too.
Same here.
Our next one has Jay Moore against Brad Hall. Again, you're voting for the one who's worse. Okay.
Done.
In.
Jim Belushi versus Anthony Michael Hall. Oh, come on. That's so easy.
You know, there are three bad contestants named Hall.
Wow.
Anthony Michael, Rich, and Brad.
Yep.
And then, hold on a second. Oh, I see. You continue the drawing here.
Yeah.
So, hold on a second. It's... Rob, it's Anthony Michael Hall. What am I doing here?
The next one is Garofalo versus Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Okay, Garofalo versus Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Who's worse? Okay.
I'm sorry. Horatio Sanz versus Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Well, what is it?
Hold on.
This is the master sheet. Because there was a tie and a decision.
So what's the next one?
Garofalo versus Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Okay, I'm locked in.
All right.
Then you've got Tim Kazurinsky, against Joan Cusack. Who's worst? Or worse?
I'm in.
Then you have what should be the last one, if I'm reading this correctly.
Exactly.
Denny Dillon versus Kevin Nealon.
Oh, my God.
You should end up with your Elite Eight.
All right.
One, two,
ugly
three,
fun,
four,
isn't
five,
it?
Six, and I got eight of them.
Seven, eight, yeah.
I got eight. So...
I've got a surprise answer here.
For the first one, and I don't even know. I'll just tell you who I voted for, and then everybody can just announce theirs, and Rob can add them up.
Mm-hmm.
My first vote was Randy Quaid.
I went with Seth Meyers.
Same
really?
Here.
I said
Meyers.
Quaid.
Then I it's my turn to break the tie.
You break the tie, so it's
going
to be Quaid.
Through. Quaid goes through.
I just can't stress enough how much I hate Seth Meyers.
Then we have A. Whitney Brown against Robin Duke. I voted for Duke.
I went with A. Whitney Brown.
I said Duke.
Brown.
Tie again.
But mine goes through A. Whitney Brown. Thank God. You know what? Much more important to me than Randy Quaid.
Duke almost always makes it to the final four.
Okay, then we have Mary Gross versus Jimmy Fallon.
Uh-huh.
I went with Fallon.
I again went with Mary Gross.
You bastard.
Why is that funny?
I said Jimmy Fallon's worse.
Yeah, James Fallon.
Okay. He's out, Mike.
He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Moore.
Nice try.
Against Brad Hall. This was a tough one because I think Jay Moore's talented. No good on that show.
Mm-hmm.
I went with Brad Hall.
I went with Jay Moore.
I said Brad Hall.
Brad Hall.
He's out.
I'm really not liking the way this is going.
Jim Belushi or Anthony Michael Hall. I went with Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
AMH.
JB.
He carries through. Garofalo versus Dreyfus. I went with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I went with Garofalo.
I said Dreyfus.
I said Dreyfus.
She's through. Then you've got Tim Kazurinsky versus Joan Cusack. I went with Kazurinsky.
I went with Kazurinsky.
Kaz.
Oh, Cusack, alone on an island.
She's gone.
All along.
And then you've got...
A talented lady, Rob.
Then you've got Denny Dillon versus Kevin Nealon. I voted for Nealon.
Now, I want to say something before I tell you what. As bad as Kevin Nealon is on that show, he contributed more than the absolutely vapid Denny Dillon,
agreed,
who has never been good in anything she's done. So I voted for Denny Dillon.
As did I.
Robbie?
Said Nealon.
It's my turn.
Tie to break.
Is it my turn to break?
No, I think it's my turn now, isn't it?
I think it's Don's.
Oh, that's right. I think we the only time we tied was A. Whitney Brown.
Nealon goes through.
Yay.
Nealon goes through to the finals.
I know. I hate Nealon almost as much as you do. I cannot tell you how much I cannot stand Denny Dillon. You know what? Do you know the one we're talking about, Denny Dillon?
Yeah.
The little sausage fingers who's just like, oh, here I am. That's the only voice she does.
And you're fully aware of Kevin Nealon's body of work.
Oh, yeah. I am, too. Yeah. As don't smell. That's what I was thinking about.
So now it's down to four? It will be four?
We've got the Elite Eight.
Being processed now.
Okay, well, we got a break. Robbie, who are the Elite Eight? Then we can bang this out when we get back. Mike, who are the Elite Eight?
No, actually, they were mine that I wrote down. So, Rob, you got them.
Rob, who made it? He needs all of his charts.
Here's Rob Spiewak with the results.
Your Elite Eight, the great Randy Quaid, A. Whitney Brown, Jimmy Fallon, Brad Hall, Jim, that's Jim Belushi, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Timothy Kazarinski, and Kevin Nealon.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you why I like the final group there. Because even though I didn't agree with a lot of the picks, you do have people with enough notoriety that we know how bad they are.
Yeah. Right.
I think we're proving that the NCAA system for the Final Six and for the 64, the March Madness works.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody on that list could be number one.
And when we come back,
yes,
we'll take it down to the Final Four.
The worst Saturday Night Live contestant of all time.
Come on, Belushi.
Any given Saturday.
Yes. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.